Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and delighted for your presence here as always. Today we have a wonderful guest. His name is Max Ryan, and I'm going to bring him on the line here in just a few moments. He's here to talk about manifesting. He's going to share with you some of his wonderful free resources for you, and he's going to talk about his upcoming program, just the amazingness he's creating, plus what he does. And I'd love for you to connect with him because Max is also a radio show host. He has a great program. We're going to talk about all of that. So thank you for being here today. And as we begin the show, I always like to start with just a gentle intention, a loving way to balance you, to bring you back into yourself and your presence. And I'd like to do that right now by having you consciously connect with all the blessings in your life. Do you see them? Do you recognize them? Do you see that they're unlimited? Because we have so many, and we can develop unconsciously a small definition of our blessings. And we can ignore or not see the wonderful blessings that are all around us, as simple as clean water, electricity, a great computer. I mean, and then there's the bigger, more important things, which is the loved ones in our lives and our furry animals and our ways that we can connect with each other all over the world. And I would just like to bring your attention to your blessings and to really give thanks for them, to really acknowledge them right now. Because as life gets busy and we move forward, we can forget them. So please take a moment to just focus on your blessings. And a few announcements, as always. I will be doing another astrology show coming up here. I haven't done one for a little bit, so I know many of you love the astrology updates. I'll be giving one of those in the next few weeks. So just wanted to make note, let you know that is on the horizon. We are revealing new mastery courses on spiritualityuniversity.com. I hope you have had a chance to click over and check that out. If not, you should click over right now and check out Spirituality University, where you can find mastery courses that accelerate your journey to self-mastery, plus free tools available right now. You don't have to pay a dime, but there's a lot coming for you on this website, and I would love for you to be connected as it grows and builds and we introduce new teachers to you. I am the founder and director of Spirituality University. I love bringing you this wisdom to make your journey easier, so please check that out. And as always, we have new listeners to this program every week. You can find out more about me on ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is my website. I am a best-selling author. I'm an intuitive astrologer. I have a lot going on to support your spiritual growth. That is my passion. That is what I'm all about, and I love working with so many of you to really know yourselves better. So that's what we do here on this show. Thank you for being here today, and I'm excited now to introduce you to Max, because I instantly resonated with Max when I heard his radio show and what he does and his philosophy and just how he presents and shares information. So let me give you a little heads up about this talented man. Max Ryan is a positive results mentor, certified coach and trainer who teaches many spiritual and metaphysical tools so that you can apply them to attract positive results and reduce negative ones. And Max is all about saying yes, right? Say yes, and really say yes from your lungs and from your gut, because that's important to put that energy into these intentions. So Max is going to share with us more about his work, more about his spiritual process and everything he has done along the way, all the people he has worked with, all the training and certifications he has had. And he's going to share with you more about how you can really say yes to you and to your life. So on that note, welcome, Max. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Molly. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on. That intention was just beautiful.
Great. Yes, yes. I feel that that can really help clear the air, clear the energy, and get us all on that really awesome energy that we all have inside of us, that we're all capable of. And Max, I would just love to start by letting people know a little bit more about what you offer and more about your personal journey here, because I know you've been doing the spiritual work for a really long time, and people love to know about each other's journeys. So can you share with us a bit about what you've been doing along the way?
Well, have you got a couple hours? No, I'm just kidding. I guess, you know, really my spiritual journey started when I was very, very, very young. And when I was very young, I had a very strong connection to spirit, which really meant that I felt like an alien when I was a little kid. I was like, I don't belong here. Something's not right. But I always felt that there was something more. And I always was connected to, I remember being a very young kid, about 2 years old in the crib, and looking out and seeing the moon and thinking, wow, you know what? It's more. Everything is so much more than this little body I have. And it's so interesting because you think about that and you say, wow, a little kid had that kind of thought. But I believe that, you know, we reincarnate, or we're living many, many lives at the same time. So my grand, bigger spirit was just going, yeah, I'm not really from here. I'm here to have some kind of an experience. And I didn't know what that was. And as I grew, I was very, very pulled by that feeling and that vibration. Some people would call that God, some people call it spirit, whatever you call it. So I was very pulled by that. And I was a very sensitive child, and I had experiences where I didn't know that it was not normal to meet somebody and then be able to see where they lived in your mind. I thought everyone did that. Or I thought that, you know, when you, like, I would meet like my father's friends from work or something, and I would immediately see their husband or their wife. And then when I would meet them, I'd be like, oh, yeah, of course that's them, because I saw them before. Or I'd go to their house, and I'd be like, yeah, that's, of course, that's what I saw in my mind. And then I was probably about 9 or 10, and I think I had mentioned that to my sister. And I think we went to a friend's, one of my dad's work partner's houses. And I said, oh, this is exactly what I thought it was going to be like. And she was like, what? I go, well, I see what it's – and she goes, what? And I said, and then that's when I realized not everyone does. Okay. And then I really felt different. And that caused me to really do a lot of studying. And I studied from a very young child. the first book I really, really read, one of the very first books, was the Seth material. And that is very dense material if you don't know it. And I was reading it at like 11 years old. And,
wow.
And I got it. And I understood it. I understood that the nature of personal reality is that we're creating our reality in every moment. I got that I was living all these different lives. I got that there was all of this more than this, what we saw. And that caused me, I was raised a Catholic, so there was the Catholicism there. Then I studied Judaism. I studied Buddhism. I studied Zen philosophy. And finally, when I was about 18, 19 years old, I was invited, a friend of mine said, hey, you know, we go to this lady's house and we sit and talk about this book. You'd really like it. You want to come? I was like, okay. And we went, and it was Marianne Williamson. I don't know if you know who Marianne Williamson is.
Oh,
but
of course.
She's,
wow.
You know, and so we would go to her house and we would sit around and talk about this book called A Course in Miracles. And that's when I went, whoa. This is my path. This is my path. I get it. It was very Eastern philosophy, but it was also Western philosophy, and it was all about moving from fear to love, from anxiety to flow, from stress to peace. And it was all about finding your inner peace and seeing where all your blocks to love and peace and joy are, and to remove those blocks. And I was like, oh, because I felt that ultimately that's where I came from, this pure place of joy and love and flow. And so from then on, I really studied the Course, and I still, so it's been 30 years, about 30 years, that I've been studying the Course in Miracles and been teaching it and been applying it. And that dovetailed into, you know, the Course in Miracles, if you really understand it, is exactly, and the Law of Attraction, really kind of parallel each other, very much parallel each other. So my work is really about helping people to understand how you're creating your life, where your blocks are, and how to remove those blocks through different processes, and really taking the power back in your life, not in an ego way, but in a way that feels like, yeah, this is my life, and this is good. I love my life. I love myself. Everything's working. And that is a state that I believe that is our natural state, and I have coached many people around that, and the results just kind of prove themselves out. Their financial lives start to change, their relationships start to change, everything starts to change, but most importantly what starts to change is their relationship with themselves. They heal this relationship with themselves. And so that's really what I do. So I do that with private clients. I do that in workshops. I have online programs. And I'm also, as I foreshadowed before, I'm an intuitive, so I do intuitive readings. So amongst other things that I do. So that's
yes.
The quick roundup of where I come from, and I'm very passionate about it. I love helping people to have ahas about loving themselves and creating a life that they love. So, all about it.
Absolutely, and we need that more than ever right now, and there's nothing more powerful than someone connecting with their own power, and that's something we all have access to, and to be able to guide people to that place and to connect with that place regularly is one of the best gifts that we can give each other, and that's
for
why
sure.
It's so needed right now, and I want to let people know that, you know, you can check out Max's website. He has two. You can go to attractpositiveresults.com, and this is also the name of Max's Facebook page, attractpositiveresults.com, and you can also check out manifestwithmax.com, which is where you have those five free manifestation videos, and they really showcase what you offer and teach, Max.
Yeah, they do, and I spent a lot of time going, what are like the highlights that I really want to teach people in those? And so I just sort of filmed, they're about 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes each. And you will, you know, if you if you register for those, you're going to walk away with really practical tools. You know, it's I love theory, but at the same time, I'm sort of like a to-do guy. You know, this is the how to do it kind of guy. So I like to combine those to-dos with the theory. But you'll walk away with some really practical things and some aha things about law of attraction and manifestation that you might not have thought about before. So it's pretty great. And once you when you register for that, you'll be on my newsletter, and every newsletter, every week I send out what I call a positive post to help you think about something, or it's a video, and I also have my I have a radio show on Empower Radio, The Magic of Life, and my Empower Radio show is actually broadcast as a Google Hangout, so you can watch me live or you can just listen to me. It's really fun. I'm a little bit like the Howard Stern of the spiritual world.
Yeah. Your radio show is excellent. And everyone, if that is found on Empower, and it's E-M-P-O, it's Empower, but just one R, Empower Radio.
Empower Radio.
One R, which,
And you can get to all of my archived shows on my website, attractpositiveresults.com. You can just go look at those there. And I have YouTube. I've got lots of videos where I teach you lots of different things, and there's tons of free stuff. And I'm working on something awesome that's coming up, that's going to be starting really soon. And I encourage you, if you want any more information, if what I'm saying or my vibe kind of matches your vibe, then really register for my newsletter, because actually next week I'm starting a new video series that's going to be just for people on my newsletter. So it's going to be all about love, because I'm doing this love project right now.
And that's such an important topic right now. I mean, we're moving through these dynamic eras of so much changing for people. Lives are changing, our energies are changing, things are changing on every level, and that's really what this lifetime is about, is reconnecting to ourselves and all of our fullness and our brilliance and all of the ways we can love ourselves and each other. And I know, Max, that is a topic that's really big for you, and I would love to just give people a little bit more about what love means in the law of attraction, to really help them understand how the love they attract is reflective of something deeper.
Yeah, great question, and great, it's a great insight, because I really believe in all of my work that I've been doing for many years, is that it does all come back to love, and it comes back to the Course in Miracles states that only love is real. Everything that is not of love is an illusion. And so any kind of angst or anxiety or fear or stress or anything like that is all an illusion, because it's not who we really are. You know, they say that we are made in the image of the Creator, in many different, spiritual philosophies that have been for thousands and thousands of years. We are made in the image of the Creator. And the Creator itself, that energy, if you want to call it God, that energy, I believe, and people that are students of A Course in Miracles, and I think probably your listeners probably, believe that that energy is all loving, all kind, and all growth in life. Doesn't mean that there's other things, but ultimately it's all love. So it's only love is real. So then we are trying to manifest anything through using the law of attraction techniques. And most people actually are, I believe, when I hear them talk, I'm like, you're not really using it the right way, is that it's all vibrational. It's all vibrational. So coming back to only love is real, the Course in Miracles says all we have to do is really start to remove the blocks to love's presence. Once we start to remove the blocks to love's presence, our self-doubt, our self-loathing, our hatred, our judgment, and all that stuff, then underneath everything, it's all love. So when we're trying to manifest things and we're like going, I want the car, I want the car, I want the car, ultimately, there is little nigglings or little pieces of energy and vibration within you that's saying, well, only other people get the car. Only rich people get the car. And only da-da-da. And you might not be saying that consciously, but somewhere underneath the iceberg, there's a vibration of that. So the reason why people aren't really, or they'll manifest something and it'll go away really quickly. Do you know what I mean, Molly? You'll manifest something and then it'll be like, oh, I had it, now it's gone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there isn't the energy of stability and really belief in it.
Right, right. And so I believe that if you start to remove the blocks to love's presence, which is healing yourself and through forgiveness mostly, I'll say forgiveness, and allowing things to be what they are, then your vibration starts to clear up. Your vibration starts to mellow out. Your vibration starts to become that loving vibration. Then you do the manifestation work, and it comes really quickly. You just go, oh, okay, and there it is, because it's a vibrational match to what you are. You know, and ultimately, people are trying to manifest things. This is key. People are trying to manifest things they think they want. Well, that comes from their ego that is full of lack and full of fear and full of a lot of other things. So ultimately, that car, that thing, whatever, may not be the thing that's the right thing for you. That's not the vibrational match. So once you start to clear up all that negative stuff, you start to go, oh, I could have anything I want. I feel good. It's all good. Everything's fantastic. And when you start to do that, you know, it doesn't matter if you get the car or not. It doesn't matter if you get the job or not, because everything's already good. If you come from the place of everything's already good, then manifestation happens like that, like that. And it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter if you get it or not. You're still okay, because you're on love. And you're safe, and you're perfect already.
Beautiful. I feel like we had to have a pause there to let that sink in, because we need to hear more of those messages, just those reminders. And I know for myself, like, my first spiritual awakening was in 2001, and I remember one of my first spiritual teachers saying, you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. And your ego wants you to know, and you just don't know. And if you can stay in the wonder of that not knowing, you open up to even more. And to also include in your intentions, you know, this or something better, because the universe upgrades you. It gives you more, and you think you want that car or that whatever, but you could have something so much better that isn't even in your vision yet. And so that's what I think is so important about all of this, is that you're really just practicing the trust and practicing the foundational energies that really set the tone for living and getting your best results.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's very true. That's very true. You've got to be able to see, like I was teaching a class last night, the night before, everything runs together for me, and I was saying to them, I was saying, you know, ultimately, you have to say to yourself, you have to say, okay, well, there is the thing that I might, that is maybe not, I don't want, or whatever, and you have to go, oh, wait a second, that thing is my teacher, or that thing is, I'm seeing it as a block. We have to say, oh, well, that's going to teach me, and that's going to bring me to somewhere else, because every single thing in our life, everything in our life, what is it? Everything in our life is for our highest good. It is always for our highest good, because it's bringing us back to this idea of who you really are. So you come back to that and go, yeah, yeah. And when the ego comes in and says, oh, you can't have that, no, 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 you just, you know, literally, you just go, thank you for sharing. That's my unloving thought. Oh, thank you for sharing. But I'm actually going to go with the loving thought. Thank you for sharing. I'm going to go with the loving thought. I will listen to my spirit instead of listening to those things that are limiting, that are judgmental about ourselves or the world or other people. You just go, thank you for sharing. Because we all have an ego. We have a body. And the ego is just the part of ourselves that thinks without love. That's all. We don't need to get rid of the ego. Actually, the ego can help us in many ways. But we just have to say, you know what? It's there. We have a split. We have that split, but we have to say, you know what? But I'm going to keep going this way. Keep going this way. Be vigilant for love. Be vigilant for God. Be vigilant for the universe, and pretty soon your whole underlying vibration will just change and everything flows for sure.
Yes, and I love just the simple line of thank you for sharing, because that is so important to just have that really easy tool very practical tool that talks to ourselves. And I know that you focus on self-talk and how important it is. You know, our inner world is always on, and we are always talking to ourselves, but that doesn't mean we should always be listening. We have to choose what we listen to.
Exactly.
We have to choose it. And so I'd love to hear a little bit more about that, Max, in terms of the self-talk and a little bit more about what we can say to ourselves.
Sure. It is, you know, as they say, it's all an inside job, Molly. It's all an inside job. And the Course in Miracles would say that the life you're living and the world that you're seeing, that you're experiencing, is just a projection of your internal world. That's it. So if you're experiencing strife on the outside, you have strife on the inside. If you're experiencing love on the outside, you have love on the inside. You always have love. But you're always projecting this kind of vibration that is creating, because we're constantly co-creating with the universe. The universe, you said yes before. My first book is called Say Yes If, and it's all about how, you know, 30 different questions to ask yourself that keeps you saying yes, yes, yes. Because the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, is always just going, yes, what do you want? Yes, what do you want? Yes, what do you want? So we're co-creating with that energy at all times. We are not that energy, but we're part of that energy. And that energy is just going, what do you want? I'll help you create it. And we're creating that every moment of the day, all the time. And so if we are giving our self-talk, or, you know, just being aware of what you're saying to yourself, it's so important, because you will say, wow, I feel really bad. And it's okay to feel bad. But at the same time, if you're stuck in that, I feel bad, I feel bad, I feel bad, at some level, especially if it's really down deep, it will keep showing your world, your life, your experience, will keep showing you examples of things to feel bad about, things to feel bad about. Here's a person to feel bad about. Here's a thing. But if your internal conversation is everything's fine, it's all good, everything works out, you know, when you do that, you start to create a world and a life that is different. I'm doing this challenge, 30-day love challenge, with some people right now, and they, you know, they're seeing how they don't need to change anything outside themselves. They only need to change themselves. And the way they do that is they heal themselves through love. And when they're healing themselves through love, even when the hard time comes, even when the self-loathing comes, they keep using love to be the kind of antiseptic for fear or whatever. They keep using it. And what they're starting to see, and everyone will do this if you're consistent with it, you'll start to see other people around you and your situation slowly starting to shift and change. Situations that felt crazy before will start to feel a little easier. People that start to judge you will start to, because what you're doing is you're giving out a different energy. And that energy is being reacted to, and you will start to create a whole different world around you. So that's how, ultimately, we are the cause and the world is the effect. So we have to deal with cause at the causal level at all times. And so when we're conscious of it, we say, wait, I just said I hate that. I just said I'm not good enough. I just said this. So you start to say things like, you know what, I just said that. Thank you for sharing. I know everything's going to be okay. And even if you don't, just say it anyway. Just say it anyway. Because you will
just
start
say it anyway.
To train. Just say it anyway. What I always say is love anyway. Even if you are confused, or you're in a fight, or if you're – well, just love anyway. Just love anyway. Even if. And that will create a muscle within you that's like going to the gym, that is a healthy detachment from – all the stuff that you've created, to being like the real, real base foundation of love and power in your life, and the more that you do that. So being aware of your words is very, very, very powerful. I could tell you a whole other thing about that, how your words are creating your results. That's basically, you know, what's happening all the time. But I have a little, actually... Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just, I want the listeners to listen to this. This is really powerful, actually.
Okay.
And Molly, you follow along with this. You'll be my little student, okay? You ready? Okay. Imagine that there are four boxes from left to right, okay? In the box that's on your extreme left, is the first box. The right is your last box. The first box is full of words, okay? Now, all these words that you're saying and you're saying and saying, okay, you're saying in your head, all these words, negative or positive, and those words, they combine together in your mind, and all words combining together in your mind create your what? Your thoughts, right, Owen?
Oh, yeah, of course. Do you need me to be interactive,
yes.
Or are we listening?
Yes, for sure, for sure. I'm all about interactive, so I get sick of my voice, so I need you. Okay, so the words combine to create your what? Your
thoughts.
Thoughts. So the second one's your thoughts. So you have all these thoughts going in your head, and when you keep your thoughts going on in your head and everything, it sends out a what? It sends out, starts with a V?
Vibration.
Vibration.
We know a lot about vibration. We talk about that a lot, so this is good.
Yeah, I'm a vibration guy. So your words create your thoughts. The thoughts create the vibration, and the vibrations go out and they create the last box is your end results, right? Your end results. So your words create your thoughts. Your thoughts create the vibration that's being sent out, and the vibration is being matched. Is what? Is being what, Molly? Being matched?
Okay, you cut it.
Sorry. Am I
the vibration is being matched by the energies outside of yourself.
Yes. That's where the universe is saying, okay, you're sending out the vibration. I will match that vibration. I will give you your results. So the words you're saying are creating the results you're getting by creating the thoughts and then the vibration. And the vibration is matched by the universe, and then you get the results. And so all these words that you're saying are creating whatever results you're getting. So being very conscious of saying, I always say, for people, if you can eliminate three words out of your vocabulary, then your whole life will start to change. And the three words are don't, not, and no. What are the words, Molly?
Don't, not, and no.
Yes. So if you can eliminate don't, not, and no out of your vocabulary and out of your thinking, then your whole everything will change, because ultimately the law of attraction or God is, if you say, I don't want to be stressed, all the universe God hears is stress. So you create stress. I don't want to be late. All you're going to create is situations where you're going to be late. I don't want to date smokers. All you're going to start to attract are smokers. Because the universe is just, it doesn't hear no. It just hears what you want. So you want to say, instead of saying what you don't want, you want to say what you do want. So instead of saying, oh, I don't want smokers, oh, I want healthy-minded guys to date. I don't want to be late, oh, I want to be early. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that, we all were aware of. And this is such a great reminder, because we have to be aware of our conscious thoughts. I actually wonder about the not using no, though, because I think no is very powerful in terms of blocking energies and boundaries, which a lot of people are really working on right now. So I want to make sure they understand, though, that what you are talking about as it relates to the law of attraction is that you want to focus on the positive outcome you want and not the negative outcome you want, because that is so key right now. So when you're establishing these boundaries, friends, you really want to be strong in, the boundary is strong because it's holding something in and it's a attracting something else, another experience, because, no can be a very positive word, but in relation to what Max is sharing, what we're talking about here, we're really focusing on the positive messaging and not the negative messaging.
Right, and that's where you and I differ a little bit, I have to say, is that I believe that when you defend against something, you create more of it. If you say, I don't want that, you will create more of it. You say, I don't want those people in my life, instead, this is what I believe, and I see this happening with people all the time, is that instead of saying, I don't want that in my life, I instead encourage people to say, I've decided I only want this in my life. I've decided I only want this. Instead of saying, no more of that. You can make a vibrational, what I say, putting your vibrational foot down when you make a decision and go, that is not working for me anymore. those kind of people in my life aren't working for me anymore. So I'm only going to be attracting people that are loving and supportive and kind, instead of saying, no more mean people, no more people that put me down. Instead, go towards what you want instead of pushing against what you don't want. When you push, when we want to have natural real boundaries are natural. Boundaries are created when we just say, I'm doing this, I'm only going in this, and then you don't forsake that. And you keep going towards and keeping what you want and going towards that and not forsaking yourself. So I totally get what you're saying, Molly. I get it totally. But I find that sometimes when we say no too much, we start to create what we're saying no to, because we're
right.
putting energy
think,
to what we're saying no to. Does that make sense?
But I think for some people it's important that they say no, because there's a lot of people who have said yes to too many things, whether it's conscious or not. And so it's becoming aware okay. of where they are maybe being weaker in their energy, and that practicing no is really strong for some people in their soul journey. And so understanding where you're saying no can be very strengthening and very empowering. And
yeah,
I think what's
totally.
Important to make here is the connection that then you move it forward, which is what you're talking about, Max, is that you're,
right.
you're identifying the where you're changing the energy. And you're saying
yeah.
no to something, but then you have to take it forward. You have to progress it and say, and this is what I'm now saying yes to. And that's what you focus
exactly.
on. And then that is what changes in your vibration, in your energy, in your frequency. And then that is,
totally.
So it's a progression. But I guess from what I've learned and what people that I've worked with too, it's like they really need help saying that no. So, you know, everyone's
you.
Coming.
You're right.
To information from a different place, and that's why I love having these conversations, because it's
me
important
too.
To open people's eyes and to talk about these things and to you know, hear different perspectives. And I think it's really good, because eventually it all leads to the same place, and that's
it
at least the
your
so,
peace and your and all of that. I mean, it's what's going to bring you to peace is the most important thing. That's the most important thing. You just get to the peace part. And when you get to the peace part, you're on the road. You're on the road. We're basically saying the same thing. But I just, you know, wanted to make that little caveat. I agree with you.
Yeah, no, that's great. And this is good. I was going to say that I think this is actually helping clarify for people why the law of attraction might not be working for them, and maybe even understanding it in a deeper way, or what they're missing or what they're not understanding. And I think you've explained it really beautifully about how it is about, you know, really focusing now on what you want to create and really direct your energy that way, because
yeah.
that's a big shift.
It is a big shift. It is a big shift. And I think that most people, myself included, I mean, I've been doing this work for many, many, many years. And still, my ego will be pushing against things. And I'll go, look at me pushing against that. Wow, how interesting. But if you, less and less, you don't have to do it all the time, but you just have to do, you have to stop pushing against what you don't want a little less and just going a little bit more towards what you do want, and things will start to change. Your energy and your vibration will start to change. Because, like I said before, you know, this is actually A Course in Miracles. One of the main principles in A Course in Miracles is that we create what we defend against. And so most people are trying to use the law of attraction, and at the same time in their life, what they're doing is going, I don't want this job, I don't want this job, I don't want that house, I don't want this career, I don't want that, I don't want that, instead of going, okay, that's the information that's giving me some really, that's all that's giving me valuable information, but what do I want? And get clear about what you do want, and really doing your soul searching about what is it that you do want. Because if you have a mixed vibration, you get mixed results. That's the way it works. Because the God, universe of a God, you know, God or gods or whatever you believe in, is just going, oh, you told me this, now you're saying that. Oh, you want this? No, you want that. So you have to get so clear. Most people aren't clear enough.
And, you know, it's said many times in so many different philosophies and teachers about clarity is the key, and I really do believe clarity is the key. I was watching this thing about Ferguson the other day with all the teenagers that have been railing against the police and all of that stuff there, and they sat down with them, and they're like, okay, so they're like, we don't want this, we don't want that, they're like, okay, so what's the plan? What do you want? Where do you want to go? And a lot of them were like, well, we don't want to be in prison. We don't want to be handcuffed. And they're like, okay, so let's get clear here. What do we want? And it was very hard for them. And I think that's very indicative of our egos. We're very much like that. But what do you want? And so sit down and do some soul searching. Go, well, I do want a job that feels like good because I'm outside. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Yeah. Oh, I do want a job where I'm working with this. I do want a job where this. Instead of, I don't want a job where I'm sitting at a desk. I don't want a job where people are telling me what to do. I don't want a job. So ultimately, that's where a lot of people have to really look at, you're losing the law of attraction in a way that's a mixed vibration. You have to get, you don't have to get completely clear, but you have to get clearer. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yes, mm-hmm. And that's so important. And that's something that we do, you know, throughout our lives, because our priorities change, our life changes, what we want mm-hmm. and need changes. And, you know, it really mm-hmm. comes down to the self-worth and loving ourselves and valuing ourselves and knowing
yeah.
that. So you can have it. You can really create mm-hmm. it. And it's amazing to see that anything is possible, but we have to believe that and then take action to
yeah.
really get things going and get the energy moving. And I think that,
exactly.
you know, the lower aspects of our ego will go into survival, will go into protection, will go into control, will go into all those
yeah.
aspects that we know so well and that we all have. And so do you have more to share, Max, about the ego and how it really can interfere and prevent us from having that clarity?
Well, you know, like I said before, that, you know, we all have an ego as long as we have a body, actually. And I'd like people to just look at it like this. This is actually something I really learned through A Course in Miracles, but also learned when I learned the tarot when I was 9 years old. Isn't that crazy? But in the tarot, they talk about the ego and the fool's journey, and the ego is like a dog, okay? So it's like an untrained Rottweiler that is kind of pulling you around on the leash. It's going, no, I want to go here. No, I want to scratch that. No, I want to bite that. No, let's do this. Let's eat that. And it's pulling you around, basically. It's not trained. It's just going where it wants to go, and it has, you know, it's just a little crazy. It's actually insane. But what we want to do is we want to actually work with the ego. Oh, there it is. There's my Rottweiler who will go inside that dog that's doing all these bad things and pooping all over the rug, whatever it is, in your life. I know in that dog is the light of God. So it's okay. So you see beyond that and you start to train it. You go, thank you so much for doing that, but we're going to do this. Thank you so much for doing that, but we're going to go this way. Thank you so much for doing that, but we're going to do this right now. So the more that you do that with that inner dialogue with yourself, with that ego part of yourself, the better you feel, first of all. The second of all, the results just change. They completely change. And so the ego is something that we want to, we just want to understand it. We want to train it and understand actually that it's I'm going to say something that's a little controversial. It actually, the ego sort of does want to kill you. That's very, very strong. But we can separate it from the ego. In The Course in Miracles, it says we have a split mind, and there's the ego part of ourselves, and then there's the part of ourselves. And so we just need to heal that split. And healing that split with love, with care, with compassion, to ourselves first and to the world, and to other people and situations. To every time you have a judgment, you see the God in you. I see the universe within the situation instead of what the surface might look like. So as you do that more and more, the ego just calms down. You have a healthy detachment from your experiences, and then you can leave a co-creator with your life and feel good no matter what.
And it's such an ongoing practice because we come up against different situations or different triggers or different life situations that give us that chance to be very conscious. And that's, of course, what, you know, what we talk about a lot on the show is how to be more conscious. And this is so important, too, to, you know, what you're talking about is just looking at it as remembering you have choice in your response, in your interpretations, and in what you do next, and in your vibration, in the energy that you give to any and every situation. And I think it's interesting because the ego has been misunderstood in so many ways and vilified, and yet it can work with us. Absolutely. That's really what it's here for. And so it can be that ally, but we have to retrain it. And I like that analogy that you gave, Max.
Totally. Yeah. It's a point of power in our lives when our when we can go, oh, there's our ego. How interesting. Anyway.
Yeah.
We can do that.
We just recognize
really
it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everyone, if you're just joining us, you can find out more about Max Ryan at attractpositiveresults.com and sign up for his 5 free manifestation videos. Max is also on Facebook under the same name, Attract Positive Results, and on Twitter at Max Ryan Coach. And we are exploring manifestation, law of attraction, A Course in Miracles, all these wonderful spiritual teachings that are meant to help you on your spiritual path and to look at what is really valuable for you right now as you grow and understand your energy more. And so, Max, I would love to hear more about this upcoming program you are releasing soon. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I can tell you some things about it. I'm actually – it's based on – I had an experience a couple months ago on Facebook. I won't go into the whole story, but on Facebook where I was posting some things, I realized that there were people that I had known, you know, their names for many years on Facebook, but they never put their faces on. They were always like a unicorn or a flower or an angel or, do you know?
Oh, weird.
People,
yeah.
So there's something that was sort of bothering me about that. I was like, what bothers me about that? And I just put that in, and I was like, wow, I think what bothers me about that is that we live in a kind of society from each other. Anyway, we sort of are in our phones or in our computer. We have this kind of faux, not always, but there can be a disentangled from each other. I was like, wow, just an... And I just put it out there, and I just – anyone else feel that way? And I got all of these comments back and private messages saying, oh, I would never put my picture up there. I hate what I look like. I despise myself. All these horrible kinds of things that people said about themselves. And it literally made me cry, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is a call for love. This is a call for love. And I said, you know what, I need to reach out to these people. So I created this kind of 3-4 week love challenge, which now we're in our third week, or actually going to the third week of this second round of it, where I teach people a mantra about love. And I was like, you know what, I have the key to this. You can change life. You can do it, and it can be very simple. So there's a mantra that kind of sparked a whole kind of thing for me. And I thought, wow, I can really, this can help so many people by this one thing, and then can go deeper into it and really understand the power of love, because love is the highest vibration of all. There's no higher vibration than love. That's it. And so if we can be vigilant with love, if we can continue to use love all the time, we will start to see an inner peace happening. We will start to change so many things, because it heals what I heals the split mind. So as we start to do that, you know, first of all, you get an inner peace and you get a sense of calm about everything instead of reacting to everything, first of all. And then you start to see the people around you changing. You start to see yourself changing. And so I was really called to do that, and I'm so proud of all the people that have been doing this journey with me, because I see the results in their life, and it's just kind of sparked something for me that I want to go really deeper into all the power of love has to offer. So I'm creating something that I can't tell you all the details yet, but it's really going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be kind of immersion into love. It's going to be an intense kind of immersion in the best way possible into love of yourself, love of your life, love of the whole world. And as you do that, everything changes to really create a sense of inner peace and heal that relationship with yourself. And so I'm actually going to be filming some things. Actually, this week we're doing that. And then so if you want to know more about that, it's actually the whole situation is going to sort of be starting on September 30th. But I'm going to start putting out some really cool videos with a lot of information. I think next week on the on the 16th, yeah, on the 16th. So make sure that if you're interested in love and the healing powers of love in your life to change your everything in your life, then make sure that you register for my newsletter, because I'm going to be sending out the newsletter for people to watch and to learn a lot from. That's what I'm doing, and
beautiful.
I'm so excited about it. So excited about it.
Yeah, well, it comes through. It really comes through in your voice and everything that you're sharing about it, and just how
Thanks.
It's really filling a need for people. And I actually love that it started on Facebook, because, you know, Facebook is so relevant to our daily lives these days, and it really can highlight some more about ourselves and our journey in terms of what we share and how we feel about ourselves as we share ourselves with the world. And when we share from love, from that really solid place, it changes everything. And I think these programs are so great, Max, because it has a quantum effect.
Yeah.
A quantum effect, where then every person who participates in the program, you know, they go out into their world or they go onto Facebook, and they're then rippling that energy out to others, and it really has an amazing growth to it, you know, that feeling of things snowballing because it matters. And that's what we have to let people know, you know, that everything you do for yourself benefits ultimately the world. And so these kinds of programs, especially a love program, does just that.
Totally. I was talking about it with my group last night, because they're starting to see that ripple effect. And it's so funny, because Law of Attraction is always working at all times. In the afternoon, I was working on the modules of this program, and the module I was working on was the ripple effect of love. And it's the ripple effect. It's just like as soon as you start to do it, it just permeates everyone in your life on some level.
Yeah.
So and it permeates the world and the humanity. You know, Gandhi said it best, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. You've got to be the change. And if you really truly do the work, you are the change. And this is the time, at this time on the world, on this planet, that needs love more than ever. We need love so badly. It is a call for love everywhere you look, from the wars that are going on, from the homelessness to the financial situation, to all those things that are just crazy. The only thing that will heal it is love. That's it. And so I believe it's our responsibility, conscious enough, and people probably that are listening to this are conscious enough to take that responsibility or ability to respond differently, to say, I'm going to commit myself to love, to healing this relationship so that the world will heal with me.
Yes, beautifully said, really beautifully said. And, you know, we all need that. Those reminders and the support along the way, because life is a marathon, and, you know, we need to have these reminders that, you know, what you're doing daily is having an effect, and what you're thinking daily and every minute is having an effect. And just coming into that conscious awareness is a practice, and it's ongoing. And there's so many of us who are doing it at the same time, you know, millions around the world. And I think that is so exciting too, especially with these types of radio shows and Facebook. You know, we're all connected with this stuff, and we're all making a difference together, and knowing that you're supported makes it even more exciting. And so, Max, we just have a few minutes left, and I'd love for people to know, you know, more about, can you share a little bit more about your radio show? Because I love the vibration of it, and I love all the fun you have on your show.
Oh, thanks. It is a lot of fun. You know, it is about a high vibration. You know, we do get serious about things, because seriousness is, you know, called for at certain times. But, you know, we talk, you know, like you said, with your, you know, you and I are very similar in so many ways. And we talk a lot about vibration. And on my show, I mean, I have guests and all this. I do it on Google Hangout now, too, which is really exciting because you can watch it and you can listen to it. But, I talk a lot about vibration. I talk a lot about defending. I talk about what your story is, what you're talking about. We even talk about, we haven't even approached this, but, a little ancillary kind of business of mine or interest of mine is angels and angel work. We even talk about angels and how angels can help you to raise your vibration. And the belief in angels and working with angels can help you to raise your vibration. We talk about that a little bit. I do readings on the show sometimes. We have people call in and we do kind of quick mini readings. It's a lot of fun. Ultimately, everything on the show is all about helping you to remind yourself to come back to love in many different forms. Come back to love so that your vibration is clear. This is how you can kind of identify a block and how you can, heal that block so you can move through. And there's a lot of practical things on the show. I give a lot of practical, do this, do that, do that, do that, try this. Because I believe that there's many tools in the world, but every tool doesn't work for everybody. So with all my years of experience, I'm like, well, okay, that one didn't work for you. Let's try this one. Try this one. Try this one. And there'll be a tool that you'll be like, oh, I love that one. But some people love journaling. Some people, it's like, that doesn't work for them. Some people love visualization. It doesn't work for them. It's fine. But there's a lot of tools out there. So I do all my research, and I practice so many different things that I go, hey, try this. Try that. So I give a lot of advice, and I think that people kind of get into the vibration of it. Sometimes it's a real kind of go to church kind of thing, and sometimes it's just fun. So good. That's good. And it's every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. On the East Coast. So that's when it's.
Excellent. And they can also listen to archives and catch up with, guests and everything that you've shared. So, yeah, it's great that we have all these ways of connecting with each other and listening and hearing our voices and all the vibes.
And just like you have so many ways to connect with your work. I try to do that as many, give as many avenues as possible for people to connect with the work, which is so important.
And I think that's also part of the fun. It's developing the recipe that works for you, and each of us will have our own preferences and style and choices and interests, of course, of course.
Right.
And I think that's the fun of it, is figuring it out. And it also can give you a lot of really good energy, too, to say, I am choosing what is best for me.
Yeah, definitely. The Course in Miracles, it says, our greatest power is our power of choice over the insanity of the world. I love that line.
That's an excellent one. That's a great one.
Yeah, because the world is sort of insane, but we're not.
That's right. Just to be clear, friends. Just to be clear, we are not. We are love.
We're love. Exactly.
So we just have, it's about to sign off here, and I would love everyone to go check out more about Max's programs and your free videos and just everything that you have going on. So friends, if Max resonates with you and you are enjoying this vibe, please connect with him. You know that on this show I'm very selective about my guests, and I love finding people that are right on for what we share here. And so please, follow those breadcrumbs, follow any hints you have that Max might be supportive for you on your journey. And Max, before we sign off, do you have any final messages or last words for us?
I always say I pray that love will guide you, and I mean that. I always say that, and I really want people to take that to heart. If love is guiding you in your life, then your life flows. So be vigilant for love. Bring love into your life every day. Just by saying the word love will raise your vibration, and it will bring you to a different place. So be vigilant for love, and I pray that love will guide you.
Gorgeous. Beautiful. We'll leave it at that. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
I'll see you
next
week.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you, Max. It's been a pleasure. Okay. Take good care, everyone. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
When with the sunset, I have become alive. that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I said I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.